You're gonna want it back. You're gonna act so bad. You're gonna act so bad.
Quick ID, welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. Now back.
You're gonna act so bad. You're gonna act so bad.
Welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This is DJ Tolstoy.
Welcome.
As our metric of the week, we have opened up with Love You Back from the album Art of Doubt, their newest album. It's like one of their best ever. Holy heck. Oh, wow. Wait, I think here we go. I had my mic not on, but I had everyone else. But it's fine. I saw the sounds go off. I'm loud enough. All right, but that said, guess what? We have guests in the station. We've had guests a lot, and we have more guests. All right, would you like to introduce yourselves? DJ name, not required, but definitely encouraged.
Oh, okay. Hi, I'm Hannah. I don't have a DJ name, but I might in the future.
I love it.
I'm Ashley.
DJ Hayes.
Oh, that's actually pretty good. I actually am pretty proud that you came up with this. We've got a lot of great music coming up for you. Couple new releases, couple requests from both Hannah and Ashley. DJ Hayes, despite having a DJ name, did not decide to request anything.
Isn't that ironic?
It's kind of ironic. Like, you prepared a name, but you didn't prepare music, which is, it's okay. Then that allowed me to just, you know, take over a couple times. It was pretty great.
Your new name should be DJ No Music.
My one of my friends actually is DJ Pending. And another,
yeah, that's you.
And another radio show last year was Can I Change This Later? Was the show.
Relatable.
Yeah. But anyway, we've got music. Let's listen to music. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Oh, wait, let's get this over here.
Heaven knows that I'm born too late for these ghosts that I chase. With these dreams I inflate, painted skies in my brain. Every day I'm Carl Sagan in space to escape this old world, this old world. Some days I lie wide awake till the sun hits my face and I fade, elevate from the earth far away to a place where I'm free from the weight. This old world, this old world. Trust anything or anyone below the sun. I don't feel anything at all. I'm king of the clouds, of the clouds. I get lifted, king of the clouds, of the clouds. I get inside of my mind. I'm ascending these ladders. I'm climbing, say goodbye this whole world, this whole world. And when I fall to rise with stardust in my eyes, in the backbone of night I'm combustible dust in the fire. When I can't sleep a wink, I'm too tired. This whole world, this whole world. I don't trust anything or anyone below the sun. I don't feel anything at all. I'm king of the clouds, of the clouds. I get lifted, I get lifted. King of the clouds, of the clouds. I get lifted. Imagination take me somewhere.
get rich quick. Don't talk, just like my shit. On the streets, yeah, I feel so chic. Sell the jeans that I bought last week. Last week, last week, that was so last week. Now I need a new thing, new thing, new thing. Can I get your name? I can do your thing.
Thank you.
Here we go. Yes. All right. I hope you guys enjoyed this last big old core of songs. We first started off with Hannah's request, King of the Clouds, Panic of the Disco from their newest album, Pray for the Wicked. Then we have Fiddlar with Can't You See from their album that's soon to come out called Almost Free. I didn't like the last track they put out, but this one's pretty good. It's got kind of like an alt rock, not psych rock, but a little psych rock feeling. Then, I got so excited, especially since it's Spooktober. Health and Perturbator came out with a new single called Body/Prison. And the fact they have a new collab out, Health's going to come out with a new album. Their last track, Soccer Mom, which I can't remember who they collabed with, but that was also really rad if you like kind of moody, slightly satanic, grave wave / dark synth. On Perturbator coming back to probably most famous song since She Is Young, She Is Beautiful, She Is Next. Super good, super wow. Anyway, next was Ashley's choice with Suzanne Sunfor with Fade Away from her album Top 10 Love Songs. Okay, that was great. Do you any thoughts? Any thoughts on what you just heard?
I thought they were good.
Yeah.
I kind of came in really hot.
Yeah.
You just get excited for music.
Yeah. I mean, the Panic song is really good. And, like, I haven't listened to any of their new music.
Ooh.
But it's really
good. We're doing that for the ride back.
Yeah. I mean, it's different than older music.
Yeah.
I think that's okay in some situations.
So. Yeah. I feel like this newest album, like, I feel like the fans really enjoyed it, but I didn't hear anything, like, there wasn't as much, like, hype for it as much as, Death of a Bachelor. Mm-hmm. I feel like that gotten, like, the height of mainstream hype.
Mm-hmm.
Though I did hear some songs from Panic the Disco on, popular radio stations as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing is, they tried hyping it up during production of Death, or like during touring for Death of a Bachelor.
Okay.
Because like during that concert, there's a little bit where like all the lights went all crazy and like that symbol from Pray for the Wicked came on. And
yeah.
So they did a lot of like exposure before the album even got released to like try to hype it up, but I guess it didn't pay off.
I guess if they do it at concerts, though.
But I really like it.
I mean, it sounds good so far, no doubt. Yeah, definitely if you're interested in any of the songs, definitely check out more from these respective artists. Definitely Personal Spotlight on Perturbator, which is, they also have really cool kind of video game like music videos, like 16-bit, looks really wild, perfect for October.
And if you want to watch Panic at the Disco music videos, proceed with caution, because they can get a little crazy.
Though, I mean, for, you know, Spooktober, a lot of them are very apropos, so...
Yeah.
Still. Be cautious.
Yeah. I'd say what LA Devotee would be, like, the one that would be, like...
Yeah, that one and Emperor's New Clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely very interesting.
Yeah. Though, if you can handle Perturbator's music videos, if you... Start there, and then either, no matter what, Panic of the Disco will be better. I'll just say that. But no,
I'm kind of scared to check that out now.
It's a time. It's a time. It's definitely... have you guys ever heard of Outrun?
No.
It's like a style of synthwave, but like they just... Wait, okay. Has anyone seen Kung Fury?
No, but I want to.
Did you see?
Really? Is it on Netflix?
Yeah, the 30-minute one.
Yeah, I think.
So that's actually a pretty good taste of Outrun. Maybe a little darker, but that one kind of is like a synthwave, like where Vaporwave likes to like rag with like Muzak and Malls and bright like 80s and 90s commercials. Outrun really likes the gritty 80s aesthetic of like Miami Vice, only darker.
Okay.
Or like RoboCop.
Ooh.
Kind of getting to that kind of 80s to 90s style ultraviolence.
Ooh,
so often their music videos often feature that. It's fun. I can only take so much at a time. But
that's
if
fair.
You're interested in that aesthetic, definitely check it out. This is to all of you.
And that means you.
And that means you.
And you. And you, too.
So is Outrun the genre or the artist?
The genre.
Oh, okay, okay.
Gotcha. I think Spotify even, like even has a genre radio for it, which I'm genuinely surprised
by. Oh, yeah, how's your Spotify hunting going?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so as if any of you, I don't think I've mentioned this in this semester yet, but I've been trying to listen to every music genre in existence that Spotify has.
Wow.
I currently, so I started going from, I know I'm at least at 250, because I started, I had like 105 when I started like talking to you guys, like talking to you guys about it, and then I started from 1 to like, and just going up, and I'm at 92.
Wait, so how many are there in total? Do you know?
Well, okay, on my Excel sheet, there
on
is...
On my Excel sheet.
Great. Okay, so...
I'm gonna need to have a graph with some error bars and... And everything.
A box and whisker rat graph.
Yeah.
Okay,
good,
so we have
pie chart.
1,608 right now on this Excel sheet, but I know it's like 2,100 on the site, so I'll have to recopy and paste. But I'm just trying to get through the ones I have right now, which are a lot. So we have, and right now I know I'm at least at 250, perhaps getting to 300.
Wow. I mean, I don't think I can even think of that many. I don't think I can think of, like...
Well, like Spotify 100. Has genres, but then they also have these, like moods, almost. So it's, like, rainy Sunday. And then they'll have a playlist for that, or, like, breakup songs. So, like, they have genres, like, rock, country, whatever. And then they have more, like, moods-type playlists. Or some of those are fun. Some of those are really random too. But
no doubt. Some of these, I think they're more like tags. For instance, like the last like 5 I listened to was Hindustani classical, Zim, which is Zimbabwe music, Spanish punk, chill lounge, Thai hip hop, and brave wave.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
I'm so intrigued.
I need to write this down. I need to listen to them.
So, actually, I can send you off. If anyone else is interested, check out the website everynoiseatonce.com, which is a giant scatter plot.
I think you sent me that before.
Yes.
Like, a really long time ago, though.
Yeah. And my next forays will be Jump Blues, Oratory, Stride, and Hindustani Vocal. I know there was, because I wanted to send you this, Hannah. Mm-hmm. I wanted to send, Vintage Italian Soundtrack is a genre, which sounds so aesthetic.
Oh, I need it.
Man,
You did send me the Italian children's songs.
Yeah.
And I had already listened to some of them.
Yeah, that's true.
Because we did in Italian 4.
Yeah, some of them really, are things you never really wanted to listen to, but you did anyway. Like power electronics and electroacoustic improvisation. Those two give me heartburn.
Yeah, I feel like I could only take so much of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of metal. Oh man, I never thought. Oh wait, my favorite. Okay. We're going out into Chrome now. We're not. Brutal. Yeah, okay, so brutal. One thing that's interesting is that there is death metal.
Mm-hmm.
There's brutal metal.
What is the difference? It's like really brutal, but like you don't die yet.
Yeah.
Near death experience metal.
What else is there?
And then there's brutal death metal. And then there's technical death metal.
Wait.
And then there's technical brutal death metal.
I feel like it's like, what is it? You know what I'm talking about.
Like an alignment.
Yeah,
like
the alignment chart.
Chaotic
metal.
Technical metal.
True metal.
Brutal metal.
Neutral metal.
Oh my gosh.
Chaotic neutral metal.
Yeah.
Lawful good metal.
Also, the names for the metal band is insane, too. It's like whenever you really want to get into the Halloween spirit, you just look up metal names. We have the Unborn Dead. These aren't actually as good. Let's go to...
I thought it was pretty good.
Okay, we got Charred Death. Let's see this Charred one. Death.
Okay.
Thy Disease.
Not Your Disease. Thy Disease.
Bliss of Flesh.
I don't like it.
Pentagoat.
You like that one?
I just find that one funny.
Walking Corpse Syndrome. Okay. Hell United.
Why does that sound like a union?
It does.
I work at Hell
United. It sounds like the what's the soccer team? Manchester United.
Maybe.
Or maybe it's like a, yeah, you're maybe right, it's a workers union for all the demons, like, you know, good hours, pay, unsafe work conditions, in the sake of, like, you know, like, hellish fires, like, Zoomy, I, like, no, we're not going, it's a health hazard to go down there.
A health hazard.
Yeah. Bound in human flesh. There's a lot of flesh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which actually, okay, so fun fact, there's black metal, however, there's Christian
green
metal.
Okay.
But...
Would Flyleaf count? I like Flyleaf.
Wait, I actually could tell you what John... I don't think Flyleaf would. I think Flyleaf's still in emo territory. Flyleaf.
So Christian emo?
Okay, it's Christian alternative rock.
Okay.
Mm. Pop emo, post grunge, alternative metal, new metal, rap metal, and rap rock.
There you Thank go. You.
But, so, the thing is that there's Christian metal, but then they wanted to do the, like, Christian version of black metal, because black metal is very much relies on satanic imagery most of the time.
I didn't know that. Okay.
So, unblack metal is the Christian version.
Yeah.
So, it takes all the trappings of black metal and makes it about Jesus. It's...
I need to hear this.
It's wild. Let me see. Did
that
I?
That sounds amazing.
Let me see. I might have actually taken down... Let me check my other Excel sheet. No, I didn't.
And how many Excel sheets do you have on hand?
I have two.
She's a math major.
True. I should have factored that in.
Let's see. Do you guys want to do a PSA?
Yes!
She is ready.
This is Hannah's favorite part.
PSA.
You're a caregiver?
I am. I have a job as a PCA.
Oh, that's so good.
Okay. Are you guys ready?
I'm so ready. I'm heckin' ready.
Driver. Personal shopper. Financial manager nurse. And daughter. At AARP, they understand the many roles caregivers play. That's why they created AARP.org/caregiving. I can't look at Ashley right now. It's an online resource center that connects you with experts and other caregivers. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit AARP.org/caregiving to learn more. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You okay?
I'm good.
I love it.
You don't look okay.
I'm good.
I just wanted to educate you about caregiving. Okay. That's so much to ask.
It's not too much to ask.
Thank you. I love it.
I'm glad. You doing all right over there?
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
Do you want me to play some music so you can gather your wits
again?
Yeah,
that would be great.
No, I'm not looking at that. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this today. We're not doing this. All right, here we go.
Those days, it was so much better. so young. My room singing Michael Jackson. Nah, under pressure. Those days it was so much better. Feeling cool in my youth, I'm asking, does anyone remember how we did it back then?
We just keep the feeling. Everybody. When everyone you thought you knew deserts your fight, I'll go with you. You're facing down a dark hall, I'll grab my light and go with you. I'll 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 go with you. Surrounded and up against the wall, I'll shred them all and go with you. When choices end, you must defend, I'll grab my back and go with you. I'll go with you. I'll go with you. I'll go with you. Yeah. End of your driveway, they're calling for your head and they're calling for your name. I bomb down on them, I'm coming through. Do they know I was grown with you? If they hit a smoke, no, I'll go with you. Just keep it outside, keep it outside, yeah. If you find yourself in a lion's den, I'll jump right in and pull my pin and go with you. I'll go with you. I'll go with you. I'll go with you. I'll go with you.
Tell me more, I can't stay this long on the same topic. I don't know you, but would I fall? with you. I don't have no social cues. I'm out for you.
Enjoyed this last pour of songs. We first started in with Charlie XCX and Troye Sivan's newest track. I love it so much. 1999. I can't get enough of it. The music video is very good. Has a lot of 90s callbacks. My personal favorite is like Steve Jobs. I'm a little mad about Eminem and The Sims because those are straight up 2000s. And that kind of breaks it a little.
Yeah, I saw The Sims. I was like, was that really from the 90s? I didn't think it was, because I played The Sims, like, the first one.
Exactly. No, those both came out in 2000.
Yeah.
And I feel like, even though it's great for the aesthetic, mm-hmm. it's kind of like you couldn't fit two more 90s things in there that actually were...
Yeah.
Because you're trying to go back to 1999.
Not 2005.
Exactly.
It's okay. I really liked the American Beauty shot.
Oh, that was so...
Oh, that movie's a lot. But yeah, that was well done.
That was very well done.
You okay?
No.
You good there?
No, I'm not okay. It's great. And Jesse Ware was the next song on Overtime. And then 21 Pilots with My Blood. The second main release track for their newest album. I think it was My Blood. Yeah, that was that. It's pretty good so far. I heard the whole album is just really good. So, Hex, yeah. Then Joji featuring the group, the myth, the legend, electronic artist Clamps Casino with Can't Get Over You from Ballads 1, set to come out in like 2 weeks. For the uninitiated, Joji is also Filthy Frank, and he basically this year decided, I'm not going to do Filthy Frank anymore. So he went with lo-fi hip-hop, which, you know what? I like that music more than Pink Season, so.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
Some of his skits were pretty good. It's kind of like the, you know you're not supposed to say you like it, but you do inside.
Yeah, I mean, that's like me listening to Pink Eye. It's like, I would never listen to it, like, all the time.
Yeah.
But it's, like, something to show to a friend and be like, oh my gosh, this actually exists. This is crazy.
No doubt. Exactly. And Clams Casino is... I haven't heard from them in at least 9 years. They only released, like, two tracks with really weird music videos. And one's called I'm God. And then the second one... You want to guess? Any guesses?
I'm Satan.
Close.
You're Satan.
I am not God.
Closer. No, farther.
We're Satan.
No, okay, it's I'm the Devil.
Oh.
Okay. So you were close. The first one was the...
Okay.
Yeah, and it's very much that kind of, like, you can kind of hear Clamps Casino if you squint a little bit, like that middle part where it gets, like, really dark, like, between. That's a very Clamps Casino thing. So good. I got really excited about electronic music, but it's fine. But anyway, did you guys want to read one more PSA? Was that something you guys want to do, or do you want to just bring into some more music?
I think we're good with music
for
now.
Music?
Yeah.
All right, so we've got like All right. Okay. So the next song, I played this a couple hours ago, but okay. So there's this song my friend showed me, and both of us really like it, but it's a kind of grow on you pretty song.
Okay.
It's just, you know, that's the only introduction I'm going to give. Okay.
My emotions were drawn the other night, thought I'd let you know. My emotions were drawn the other night, thought I'd let you know. From the places I go, people I see, nothing makes sense, not even me. Not even me.
With the bands that I don't even like.
cause I'm a ghost in training, because my heart's been waning because of all the shit I've been eating. I know one day my heart will stop beating. I'm sorry for everything I've done and said. I'm sorry for every tear that's dropped. I'm sorry for all the times you didn't get to drive me home.
Hope you guys enjoyed this last core of songs. This is the last full one as we're coming towards the end of the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This is the this was DJ Tolstoy, and you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We did Just Friends with Welcome Mats from their album Rock to the Rhythm, and then Panucci's Pizza with Naruto themed sexting from their album I Love You Too. So good. How about you guys want to have final remarks? Speak now, forever hold your peace, or Reese's Pieces?
Or is it Reese's, or is it Reese's Pieces?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I can't think of anything good to say.
Yeah, you say, you want a shout out?
Yeah. Shout out to the real DJ Bear Pro listening live from Malden, Massachusetts.
I love it. I love